Good morning, this is Brother Michael with the Superhero Training Program. I'm sending you lots of love and blessings from India. And this morning we're going to talk a little bit about how can you live the life of your dreams. Would you like to do that? And I just thought it was appropriate to do this from India, because coming to India has been one of the things that I've always enjoyed doing. And excuse me, over the last 11 years I've been here 9 or 10 times, and must have spent about 2 years total in India, maybe a bit more. And maybe people would like to come to India. In fact, I know plenty of people who have got an aim to come to India but have never actually come, whereas I decided I'm going to India, it's something I love doing, so here I am. So we can definitely pull off whatever we want, it's up to us. The fact is, we're extremely powerful, we're pure consciousness, and anything we hold within us tends to come true. So we already have manifested the world around us anyway. So the question is, what do you really want, and what are you going to do to get it? Because you've already done it. This is the fascinating thing. The job has already been done. You've got all the tools already. Everything is there. You just need to know what's important for you and focus. So I'm going to share a few things about this and how it can happen quickly and easily. So let's just talk about this for a moment. How does it feel to you when you don't have what you want? Because the chances are you're on this course listening to this because something isn't quite right. And I think we've all been in this situation where something is a bit out of alignment. There's something that just feels itchy, like it's itching away on the inside. There's a sense of stress and tension, that something is missing, that you shouldn't be doing these things day after day. Why are you with these people? What are you doing in this place? You know, there's a feeling of lack of fulfillment, of discontentment, of stress, you know. Bottom line is, if we're not feeling happy, then something's wrong, you know, because happiness is a natural consequence of things being in alignment, with us being in alignment with our own truth. So if there's a lack of happiness, there's discontentment, there's stress, there's anxiety, there's fear, it means something is a bit off. So this doesn't feel good. And the reason is that we're not following our dharma. You probably know this word dharma. It means a few things. It means religion in the truest sense. It means your way. It means your duty. It's like your path. It's your way. It means what you need to do. And in the Bhagavad Gita it says, it's better to follow your own dharma than it is to follow the dharma of another, which is fraught with peril. So even if you don't do your own work perfectly, it's still better to do that than it is to do the duty of another, because you're guaranteed failure and stress. And most people in our culture, actually, are not following their dharma at all. Rare few are, but most people aren't. And this is the way the world is in such a mess. Because people don't know what dharma is, and they don't know what their own dharma is. So most people have been conditioned and brainwashed and put under a lot of peer pressure that they have to do this, 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 and this, this, and this, and this, otherwise they're not good enough, or they'll be outcast, or whatever it is. So very few people have got the clarity and insight and the strength to really look into themselves and say, what is important for me? What is my dharma? And how am I going to do it? And if they don't do that, then there's constant problems, you know? Constant. And you can look at your own life, you can see yourself. If you're out of alignment with your dharma, then you start losing all kinds of things. You lose your happiness, you lose your relationships, you lose your health. You know, in various ways, there's problems and stress. And so this is a global problem. This is a huge, 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 huge problem. Because unless we're following our Dharma, nothing we do is really any value. So in a sense, it's a pointless and wasteful life. Because there's something that only you can do, and the world needs you to do that. So if you're not doing that and you're doing something else, then you're basically wasting your life. And that's very painful. And a lot of people, when they die, you hear about this on the deathbed. There's so many regrets people have on the deathbed. You know, a lot of people, for example, when they have near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences, they see their whole life flash before their eyes in detail, every single detail, very, very slowly. And there's endless accounts of this. You can do some Google searches and read about these experiences. And very often they see themselves from a different perspective, and they see how out of alignment they were with their truth, and how they were completely wasting their life. And they get very upset about it, in a sense, but they see it from a place of light. They have the presence of God, or the grace of God, or the blessings of the infinite light upon them. And because of that, they can see it with compassion as well. And they, generally speaking, come back into the body with a completely changed outlook on life. They've got no fear of death, they've got no fear of what people think, and they want to basically live in their own truth. They want to live in alignment with their Dharma. And it happens instantly. They come back and all of a sudden their life's different. So you don't need to have a car crash or nearly die of cancer or something to have this experience. We can do this now just by understanding and experiencing it for yourself. You don't need out-of-body experiences. They're nice, but we can get that same experience through meditation and through contemplation and just through being in the grace. So I will share a few things about my own experience. How did I get to a point where I feel happy and complete in myself? And please excuse the cold, the kind of cough. In India it's a very strange climate, and I've been under some stress physically, but I feel happy and it's all good, so but please excuse me. In Hawaii I never get sick. So here we are. How did I get to where I am today? Like we were sharing before, I felt when I was about 18 that I basically had no idea who I was or what I needed to do. I felt like I literally was wasting away, wasting my life. I went to lots of parties, did all the usual things, lots of drugs and this and that, but there, it was not a fulfilling life, you know, because I wasn't following my Dharma. And what happened was, this is a long story short, I had a very clear vision of myself living a completely different life. I saw myself almost like an angel, actually. And I saw two paths. One was going one way, one was going the other way, like a point in my journey. And one way was the way that I was going, and I saw 2 years down the line, and that was just basically pointless life. You know, I felt totally discontented, you know, running around trying to get things from the world. Forget it. I could see clearly that wasn't the way to go. And then I saw another vision, clearly, clearly, clearly. Here is my ascended state, if you like. And in that state, I was in a state of grace and bliss. And I was experiencing unlimited freedom and unlimited happiness and peace. A state beyond all these limited things that we get in the world, the material world. It was a different kind of experience. It was outside of all that. Those things were still there, but it was beyond. It was like in the world, but not of the world. It was literally like that. And so I saw that clearly, and it really had a very profound impact. It was like a strong vision came over me. I can't remember the details around this, but I just remember that vision. And I came out of that experience, and it became very clear that I needed to basically stop doing lots of things and start doing lots of other things. And so within about a month, and this all tied in around the new year, luckily, so I decided to stop all the drugs and this and that I was doing and various spending time with certain people. So people, situations, substances, diet, everything changed just like that without any effort, because I saw the vision, you see, I saw it clearly, and then it shifted. And I decided, right, loads of meditation, spend time with different kind of people, eat properly, travel, do more art, music, creative things, you know, like living a sattvic life, in a sense, if you know about the Ayurvedic philosophies, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. We can talk more on this another time, but there's a standard of living that I aspired to. And so I just took it on just like that, because it really felt that this was my truth, this was my dharma, this is what I had to do, you know. And all my friends, I remember, were saying, you'll never do it, well, how are you going to do this, this is not possible, no way are you going to do this. And they were trying to tempt me with, come and have a bong, have this, come and do this, come and do this. They were, in a sense, really tempting me. But I didn't feel tempted. They were doing their best, but it made me more determined, actually. So it was a good job they did do that. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this old stuff. It's finished. I've had enough. I've honestly had enough, and this is where I'm going. And so I went in that direction, and you know, old things come up, and different personality traits, and this and that happen. You know, we all go through our process of purification and ascension and grace. And it was actually after about 7 years in that direction that I thought, right, well, this is good, and I felt very happy and relieved and light and free. But I hadn't felt myself grounded in the world, so to speak. I was a bit detached, a bit kind of like in my own little space with certain things, and it was all good. But what is my dharma? You know, like, what do I need to do? What's my duty in the world? Or how am I going to serve practically, clearly? And I've spent the last 4 years, pretty much, thinking about this and experiencing it and changing things in my life to be fully in alignment with my dharma. And it's difficult to do this, actually, because there's a lot of peer pressure, which is unseen, it's hidden away peer pressure by all kinds of sources, even within ourselves. And we have to take risks. You have to ask yourself, are you prepared to take a risk? You might lose something. You have to let go of something. You can't have everything in your hand at the same time. So to get what you really want, you've got to let go of what you don't really want. And how to tell the difference. Now, this is quite challenging. So taking a risk, really knowing who you are and what you need to do, and being honest with myself was important, you know? Because even though something might seem to be right, you might not feel right about it, you know? And be careful about the ego, because the ego is always after its own personal gratification, has no interest in anything else. But there's a level of truth that we have to cultivate in order to be able to do this kind of work. What's really true for me, you know? We have to die, essentially. We have to die to the old things. We have to die to what doesn't serve us anymore. We've got to let go of all those things. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Are you prepared to die? Die a living death is mentioned. Die a living death. Die to everything that isn't real for you, and then you'll be free, and then you can live a fearless life in truth, in alignment, following your dharma. And by doing this, the whole world and the grace of the One will come over you. There's so much grace, because you're in the divine flow, naturally. So this experience of amazing grace, you can't have amazing grace unless you're in alignment with grace, you know. You need to be in the right place at the right time, with the right consciousness. Grace is ever present, but if you're hiding away in the wrong place, you're not going to be able to experience it. It doesn't matter that it's everywhere. It's like the sun. If you're hidden away in a cupboard, locked away in a room, it doesn't matter how sunny it is outside, you're still going to be in the dark. So we need to come out of our little trap, our little cultural prison, and come into a state of grace. Come out, come into an alignment with our Dharma, and into the divine grace that is ever present. And so, I've had to make lots of take lots of risks, give lots of things up. In a sense, doesn't feel like I've given them up, like it's a hard thing, but just drop them, let go of things, take risks, be prepared to lose everything, in a sense. Because really, we haven't got anything anyway. All we've got is an experience that's constantly changing. So, nothing really to worry about. All the people, places, money, situations, everything can change at any second, and that's a fact, and it already is changing every second. So we shouldn't expect that everything's just going to maintain the same status quo continuously, like everything's going to be there tomorrow like it is today, because it isn't. It never was. Look at history, it changes, it changes. So just accept this as a fact. Realize that you have to take risks, but those risks are, in a sense, risks for the ego, because everything's changing anyway, and you're an eternal being anyway. So you can never lose anything. You're always going to be fine. The only question is, are you in alignment with your Dharma, or are you living a life of someone else? And so, this is, in a sense, challenging, but in a sense, it's extremely easy. And so, we can go more and more into detail about this. This is more of an introduction. And I'm just going to outline a few things that you can start thinking about to help you go into alignment with your Dharma. How do you start living the life of your dreams? Make sure that your life of your dreams isn't just an ego trip that you learn from somewhere else. Someone else's life of someone else's dreams, you know? Most people are living the life of the culture's dreams or the life of their parents' dreams, you know, or what they saw on television. So, and the adverts, the advertisement companies are extremely powerful. You know, I've studied advertising and design communication. They're very, very, very clever, and they're having much more of an effect than we think. Even what we saw when we were children still having an effect on us now. So don't think that the life of your dreams is necessarily the life of your dreams. It could well just be some naive childhood idea that you had when you saw some television series once, you know. So just be careful about that. Have a good look at it. Just trace it back. See if you're picking up something that's come out of the media. You know, be careful, because you're not going to be happy when you get it. So, how can you live the life of your dreams? How can you follow your Dharma? That's more accurate. How can you follow your Dharma? Discover it and follow it. So a few things. You need to know who you are and what you have to do. That's the overall job at hand. Who am I? Ask yourself this. Who am I and what do I have to do? Who am I and what do I have to do? Ask yourself this every day again and again and again. Don't underestimate the power of this. Who are you? Not who does someone think you are, but who are you really? And what do you have to do? This is very, very personal. And what we need to be able to understand and experience is key here, is what makes you feel powerful and full and in grace. What are the things? And we talked about this before. Do what you need to do, what makes you strong. Stop doing what makes you weak. You know, have you done that? These are so simple, these things, but you'll find when you try and practice them, very few people can do this, and you'll see massive resistance because your ego is completely based on limited things being done in a certain way. Your ego basically wants to maintain control of your life, and it has to have certain things in certain ways. You know, you have to have the certain clothes, you have to be in a certain place with certain people and all these things. And then it feels safe, you know. So it doesn't want anything to change. The ego isn't accepting that things are going to change. It wants everything to be the same, and it wants it a certain way. You know, so when you actually start trying to do what you need to do, then you're going to have an attack from your ego saying, well, hang on, your whole foundation of life is going to be shaken, the ego's foundation, because it's based on all these things. Following your Dharma is a state of consciousness, a state of being. It can take different forms at different times. It's more fluid, as the ego is more rigid. So, how are you going to find out who you are and what you've got to do? We can do a meditation on this. This will be a separate thing, finding all this out. But just bearing this in mind is important. You need to believe in yourself. Other people won't believe in you necessarily. They may believe in you, they may not believe in you. It doesn't matter. You need to believe in yourself. Even if everyone is against you, you still have to do what you have to do. You know, most people live their lives based on what other people say about them, think about them. You know, if someone says something about you that isn't even true, do you care? Say there's a rumour about you, that you did this and this. Do you actually care about that? Does it upset you? Imagine if that happened. We have to reach a point where we honestly don't care what anyone thinks about us. You know? It's only important who you are and what you have to do. Because the greatest good is in you doing what you need to do. And it doesn't matter if people don't like it. That's not the point. Following Uncle Sam, following all the conditioning, hasn't served. So you've already tried doing that, we've all had a go doing that, and it doesn't work. So we have to really not care, be free of people's opinions. Believe in yourself, you can do it. You're a divine, special, unique, beautiful being. You've got something very special to do, and you need to do it in your own special way. No one can do that for you, and the world is waiting for you to do it. The world is waiting for you. And if not now, then never. Because you've only got now. And if not you, then who's going to do it? No one can do what you can do. So being in alignment with your truth is the most important thing in life. In fact, the purpose and the point of life is to be in alignment with your Dharma. Otherwise, life is wasted. So in a sense, the meaning of life is to live your Dharma. It's very simple. And that's a life of happiness. A life of ease and grace. And so be prepared to drop old things. Just start making notes about this. A practical thing. Get a paper out. Make notes. What are the things that you know you need to drop, you need to change, that are an old program? Make a note of them so you know what they are. Otherwise they'll just keep coming and you'll spend your time on them. Be aware of them and remove them. Drop them out of your life. If there are certain people who are not good company for you, then just forget it. You know, you don't have to try and be nice to everyone all the time. If people are wasting your time, bringing you down, then just avoid them, you know. Be tactful, nice about how you say what you're doing, but just get them out of the way. You know, be a bit ruthless about this. I had to be very ruthless. I was like, right, all these people. I'd like to see them now, after all this time. And you know, they're still my friends. I don't have anything against them. But it wasn't in my dharma to be in their company, doing the things that I was previously doing. So I just stopped it all. And actually, a lot of people have now changed the way that, what they were doing anyway since then. You know, and I think me choosing to do what I had to do had a positive effect on them. In fact, about five people who were my closest friends, they all changed their lives within the next year, 6 months, the next 2 years, as a result of what I've, as a result of what I did. So, you know, there was huge benefit for everyone in me following my dharma. And if I hadn't done that, everyone would have just, these deep, clear, powerful, beautiful friends of mine would have just been wasting their time as well. And none of us were really happy. So we changed and everything shifted. So do what you have to do. Drop certain people. If you think, oh, I'm doing this thing, I don't really like it, but I feel I should because da-da-da-da-da-da. Obligation is the most painful thing. It's probably the thing I hate the most, actually. The thing that disturbs me the most is feeling obliged. Feeling obliged. Oh, I should do this. Oh, but I must. What would they think? And oh, even I'm supposed to do this. I should. Any of these things. It's completely false. You know, just do what you feel right to do, what's good, what's in truth. Don't go along with these bizarre cultural tacit agreements. It's very, very, very wasteful and pointless and disturbing. So do what you need to do, not what you ought to do, you know? Following your dharma means following your duty, you know? Following your work, your truth. And that might mean doing certain things, but then don't do them with a sense of, oh, I ought to do them. Do it because you feel it's good to do that, and do it fully, and do it with love. Do it with clarity, with focus, with meaning. Do the same thing again with meaning, and it becomes different. But don't spend your time doing things because you ought to do them, because you could spend your whole life doing that, and then you never do what you need to do. So take risks, drop the old things. Be yourself, experience it for yourself, you know, it doesn't matter what I might be saying or what Nick says or what anyone says, you need to experience these things for yourself. Take it on as a personal experiment. How does this feel? If I do this, how does it feel? What's the effect? If I do this, what's the effect? Practical, real experiences, genuine experience, that's what we're after. It's got it to be experiential and real. Be honest. Be very, very honest. You know, you might not be ready for doing this right now, even. You might need a bit of time just to kind of gently ease into this kind of thing, because it's quite a change in your life. So just whatever it is, be honest. How do you feel? How do you really feel? What do you really want? When you do this, how do you feel about it? What's the effect? Be honest. Be honest with yourself, because you're the only person who's here, in a sense, yeah? You are the only one who's having your experience. There's no one else like you. No one else is ever going to have your experience. Your interpretation of what is being said on this recording is your own. I'm sitting here in India, looking over the mountains right now, and you might hear some buses going along and hearing the birds. I'm sitting in a place where there is these beautiful pink flowers all around me, and looking over the mountain tops, and there's a garden, and there's all these beautiful buildings, and it's about 7 a.m., about 7:10, and there's palm trees. It's lovely. But you're not actually here, but you're experiencing it based on what I've just said. And if you were sitting next to me right now, you'd still have your own experience. You can probably hear some dogs barking. India's a strange place, cows all over the place, dogs all over the place. It's definitely not like America. So, you have got your own experience. It belongs to you. So be honest, what is going to make that feel better, more in alignment, more in grace, more in bliss and peace? Because in the end, what's the most important thing? What I would say was the most important thing for me is to experience peace and love and bliss and have beautiful relationships and to be in the divine grace, following my Dharma, because it just feels so wonderful and everything happens magically. And that's why it's a life of magic, living in magic, a life of magic, a life of wonder, where we're in the awe, you know? It's a wonder, because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to get to India this time, for various reasons, but I decided, no, I'm coming to India, and I'm going to share with you the methods that I've used to manifest things, and now I'm here, and I'm looking around, and here I am practically here in India. So we can definitely get what we want. It's magic. We're magical beings. So be honest with yourself. What's important for you? What works for you? What's your priorities in life? Be honest. And then just consider how you'll feel if you're living your Dharma. You'll feel that you've got your life back, that you are a creator of your life, that you are the one who is in charge of your destiny. You'll be free. You're free from the ego's trap. You're free from all the traps and the cages and the glass ceilings that the culture has put around you. You're a creator. You're a magician. You're able to do whatever you want. You're able to experience divine grace. And when you're in this divine grace and this divine peace, whatever you do is going to be your Dharma, naturally, you know? They're connected. But everything first comes from consciousness, your level of consciousness, your state of consciousness. So the more you give attention to ascending in your consciousness, going outside all these wasteful, pointless thoughts and wasting time and thinking about others and all the rest of it, come into a state of grace and peace, then naturally everything comes into alignment anyway. So the question is, are you ready? And if you are, then just keep surrendering to the light. Make a very clear list, have it on your fridge or something, what you should be doing, what, not as in should in the wrong way, but what is it that's in alignment with your truth, and what do you need to remove, do you need to drop, you know? You need to really understand what the things are to get rid of. What risks do you need to take? What do you need to stop doing? What do you need to start doing? And how, and be honest, how do you feel, how do you feel, how do you feel? And start doing these things one thing at a time, because living the life of your dreams actually just means living one day at a time, living one day that is the best day ever. That's what Avocado is always saying, best day ever, best day ever. It's true. You just need to have one day that's the best day ever, every day. And you have the best life ever. And actually, a bit more to the point, because a day, you know, is a various number of moments all put together is a day. But really, you just need to have the best moment ever. If you have the best moment ever, then you have the best life ever, really. So focus on that. What is going to be the best moment ever? Because it's a state of awareness, a state of consciousness, depends on how you see things, perspective. If you can have the best moment ever, then you're going to have the best day ever and the best life ever. So what are the things that are going to increase the quality of your moment, of the now? The best now ever means the best life ever. So make a note of all these things. There's spiritual things, mental, emotional, physical things that you can be doing. Just be honest, be clear. When something makes you feel good, makes you feel in truth, make a note of it. Work out what that was. What was that thought? What was that feeling? What was that connection? What was that thing that you did? And when you feel off, you feel stressed, you feel out of alignment, what are the things that are going on there? Make a note of them. You know, be your own teacher. You are your own teacher, you know. You're the one who's in charge of your destiny. Even this training is your creation because you've manifested it. You're experiencing it in your own way. This belongs to you. This is a part of yourself. So you're your teacher, you're the creator. Take it on clearly. Make sure you know what those things are. And build this list and apply them moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. And then you'll start experiencing the best moment ever, the best day ever, the best year ever. So just before we end now, well, let's just do a little meditation. Are you ready? Just sit comfortably. Just enjoy listening to the birds, the sweet little birds. You can feed these birds out of your hand sometimes. So breathing gently and deeply. Become aware that you are a being of light. There is light all around. You are surrounded in light. Deep, 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 graceful light. Surrounded in graceful light and peace. Surrounded in peace. You are light, surrounded in light. Completely peaceful, completely blissful. And you are in the divine flow, the divine grace. You are in alignment with your truth. Already. Just relax. And accept the grace that is constant in every moment. Allow that grace into your heart. Feeling of light, grace, love, and strength into your heart. Breathing deeply and gently. Just realize I am a special soul. I am a special, unique soul, consciousness, unique being. And only I can do what I can do. There's something special, unique, and important that only you can do. And the world will be very happy when you do that. when you're in that state, moment to moment, you'll bring happiness and peace and joy to the lives of everyone you meet in your own special, unique way. When you allow the divine grace to flow through you, when you're in alignment with truth, with your Dharma, when you accept that living in your Dharma is your divine birthright, it belongs to you. Just ask yourself now, who am I? And what do I need to do? It could be as simple as just smiling and giving vibrations of love. But who am I? And what do I need to do? Ask yourself this many, many times throughout the day. And just allow the divine grace, infinite light, to come into your being. Realize that you are a light already. You are consciousness, you are light, and you're surrounded in grace eternally, constantly. Just allow this experience to fill your whole being, and from that state, ask yourself, who am I and what do I need to do? And anything you do from that space will be filled with this grace and will be in the highest good for all. And taking a few deep breaths, feel the warmth in your heart. Have a smile that only you can follow your Dharma, and that you are extremely special and important. And you can begin following your Dharma fully from now. Just be in the flow. Be honest. Follow the grace. Do what you need to do. This is not about anyone else, it's about you. Give, give, give. Experience the grace in the breath. And then through your vibrations and your actions, do what only you can do. And this will give you power, fill you up even more. Following your Dharma means that you will be filled with love and light. You will never be depleted by following your Dharma. You'll always be full. That's how you can tell. So trust in yourself. Experiment. Experience. enjoy sending you love and blessings from the mountaintops of India. Till next time, aloha. Aloha. I just wanted to add a few thoughts to the living your dreams, knowing your Dharma section. In the background you'll probably hear some Indian music, so enjoy the spice of India. One of the things which is very, very clear when we're living our Dharma is that we feel something in our hearts, you know? There's a feeling of warmth. There's a feeling of deep happiness, deep in the heart and in the solar plexus. Just feel your feelings now. You know, the more you live your Dharma, the more you feel warm on the inside, warm and round and full. I mean, it's like that deep nourishment of happiness, like the food of happiness is there, present within your body even, physically, you can feel it. And I was just inspired to mention a few things because I was lying here feeling such deep joy for no particular reason. And that is the sign that everything is good, is that for no reason everything feels wonderful. There's that happiness, that warmth, that intoxication, spiritual intoxication, easy. And you know, we can't expect that there's never going to be any problems in life, there's never going to be something that happens, something that we didn't want to happen. You know, but there's an ease and there's a grace about it. You know, you may get sick, you may lose money, you may make money, something may happen, that doesn't matter. But the happiness, the warmth, the feeling of good vibrations, of happiness, of ease, of blessings, of peace, all those things are there. So this is something just for you to bear in mind, that if you're going in the right direction, if you're honestly following your Dharma, you'll feel that ease and you'll feel that warmth and everything will be easy. And even if it isn't easy physically, it will still feel easy. That's how you know. So just bear this in mind. Check yourself. Are you feeling empty and slightly depleted? Or are you feeling nourished, warm, happy, radiant and full? This is the indication. So you can make a note of this at any moment. How am I feeling? Who am I? And what do I need to do? And how do you feel? So good luck, get on it. Every single moment you have this choice. Where do you want to face? Are you going to face the sun? Or are you going to hide away in a closet, in a room, in the dark, and lock the door? Or are you going to face the sun and enjoy the rays of light? That's a constant choice, moment to moment to moment. So, loads and loads and loads of love and blessings. So much respect for you doing this course. Enjoy yourself. Feel those feelings, they're constantly available to you because that's what you're made of. Just have to open up to it, accept it, and allow, and let go of everything that doesn't serve. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. So with a big smile, speak to you again soon. Aloha.